Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebneau. Well, it's Groundhog Day again. Do you want another 6 weeks of winter or an early spring? We'll see what happens in actuality. But Punxsutawney Phil woke up at 7:25 a.m. at Gobbler's Knob and saw his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter. Phil also apparently told members of his inner circle that after winter, you're looking forward to one of the most beautiful and brightest springs you've ever seen. So, that's something to look forward to. A bill moving through the state Senate would require teachers to have 2 hours of instruction every 2 years related to cultural competence. Fran Pfeffer of the New Jersey Education Association says it's an important topic, but the union worries adding more required training would backfire.
And the people who are benefiting from it were already there, and the people who really need that training aren't going to learn anything from it, and in fact, you're pushing them in the opposite direction.
The instruction would include personal and interpersonal awareness and sensitivities, acts of microaggression in the classroom, and implicit bias. The Manahawkin man charged with reckless driving and failure to maintain his lane in a weekend accident in Little Lake Harbor has been arrested on the additional charges of aggravated assault and assault by auto. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer said the results of a blood test from the scene are pending. Both victims in the car Michael Pillarella hit remain in critical condition. New Jersey Senators Declan O'Scanlan and Tony Bucco are trying to pressure Governor Murphy into lifting the 10 p.m. curfew for bars and restaurants, at least for Super Bowl Sunday. In the meantime, they have started an online petition with a 6:30 kickoff, though it's unlikely the game would be over before 10 p.m. For bars and restaurants, that means sending people home before the game ends. It doesn't look like it'll be a Super Bowl with a lot of wagers on Sunday. The American Gaming Association predicts the number of people planning to make a bet on the big game will decrease this year. That's because many people still haven't returned to work settings where office pools are filled out, and because fewer plan to bet at in-person sports books, including casinos and horse tracks. In sports today, the Islanders host the Sabres at 7. The Nets host the Clippers at 7:30. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow rose 553 and sits at 30,764. Weather today, another 1 to 3 inches of snow possible in certain areas. Gusty winds up to 40 miles an hour possible as well. Highs and lows around the shore staying in the 30s, but it will be very, very cold by the beginning of next week. I'm Vin Ebneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.